Young Jeezy is here now.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, I'm sure most of them do, you just dropped another mixtape. This is your third mixtape.
This year, the last laugh, I had to do it. You know, I just feel like it was that time. And, you know, I ain't produced by the 28, so, you know, I ain't about to let my people down. You know, it's
originally,
the trap, baby.
That was supposed to be your album date.
Yeah, September 28th was my album date, which is my birthday.
Happy belated day.
You know what I mean? If you want to send me some Swiss or Sweets, however, you know, just drop by the studio. You feel me? But, you know, it was just like one of them things. I ain't want to let nobody down. I'm just like one of them type of cats, man. I just feel like I had to come through. So it's like, you know, I ain't got the, I wasn't done with the album. I had like two more joints I was working on. So I was like, boom, here it is for the street. You know what I mean? Y'all eat that till I get there.
Does it become a situation where, you know, over time, it's almost like, is it pressure because people are expecting so much? I mean, you know, Thug Motivation means so much to so many people.
Yeah. I mean, it's a growing thing. You know what I mean? First of all, I was living, you know, the way I was living before I was even in the music. Mm-hmm. So I was already ahead of the curve. You feel me? So, you know, and when I got on, you know, I just lived my life. So, you know, with that, I tell people all the time, I had my whole life to write my first album. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just feel like I wanted to go live a little more. I wanted to go, you know, back to the hood, go back to the streets, get back out in the streets and do what it was that I do. And let me speak on that. Cause that's what's real right now, you know, man. You know, streets messed up right now.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, when I was doing, you know, we was doing Thug Motivation 101, money was falling from the ceiling. You know that.
Yeah, and I mean, you had to go make the recession, and then we went into a recession. Now, yeah, we can say it's your fault.
Nah, we got to get out of that. There's a drought though, but we out now. We feeding the streets, baby.
Now, you know, a lot going on. You at Prime Time tonight.
Yeah, Velvet Room tomorrow.
Velvet Room tomorrow. A lot of people in
just
town.
Just left Platinum 21 cookout. Thanks to everybody came through.
Yeah,
crazy.
I heard about that. I heard it was a
man,
little
it felt
serious.
Like it was 2, 3 a.m. in that thing, man. Money was flying, bottles was popping. You know what I mean? But I had to come see drums, so I had to sneak out the back door.
I went to the BT Hip Hop Awards.
Okay. How was it?
It was good, you know. I mean, we missed you, though. You know what I mean? You wasn't there.
Yeah, man, you know.
Just, you know,
maybe next year.
I dig it. You know, you kind of got to, you know, there's a couple people that did
it. I'm going to bow gracefully. You know what I mean? I ain't, you know, I feel like, you know, I ain't really had no records that I felt like that I wanted to go up there and, mm-hmm. and do. And at the same time, you know, I'm home. So I felt like it's one of them things. Hey, you know.
Now, some other people that weren't there was the homie Tip. Have you gotten a chance to talk to him?
Yeah, he good. I'll let him. He just hit me.
Okay.
Yeah, he good, man. Tip holding his head, doing what he do. You know?
Another person, you know, who you also kind of share a close birthday around is Weezy.
Have you talked
to the homie?
No, I ain't talked to Weezy, but we always sending messages back and forth through his people and mine when we see each other. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was crazy, man. Just last year, we just had a birthday together.
Crazy, right?
Crazy, man.
I mean, do you think this pattern of us, like, you know, going in and out, you know what I mean? Is it like...
You know,
I
just kind of thank God that I went, you know, I really was in the streets, you know, every day. And I just, you know, I just got that natural, you know what I mean? Just that street mentality, like just not to get caught up. Mm-hmm. You know, every time I walk out the door, I know it's on. You know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, sometimes you got to realize like this rap game is like the street game. It's the new street game. If you look at all the street cats, they trying to rap.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So we like, so the streets dried up now. So instead of the people's focusing on the hustlers and, you know, cats out there, they focusing on the other cats that's getting the money, and that's us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they'll knock you off your square at any point. You know, you riding right now, pull you over on a humbug, it'll be something else in the morning. You'd be on Media Takeout and Sandra Rose.
No, and they listening, man. I mean, they definitely listen. They listen to everything.
You know, I'm just happy Pulla back home, though. I tell you that now.
Uday, what's happening, man?
Uday.
Shout out to the whole 4-4.
What's happening, Drum? You know, long road, but hey, we back, man. We back on the saddle, man. We back rhyme, man. CT for life, man. You understand?
That's only right, man. Now, Jeezy, last time me and you was up here, you know, we definitely squashed the situation. Have you and Gucci had a chance to talk anytime recently?
Nah, I really ain't seen on me, man.
Okay.
Yeah, not at all.
I want to ask you, like, when it comes to the music, what's motivating you when you work?
Man, the streets, man. You know, I keep the cats around me to keep me grounded.
But even musically, though?
That keeps me working?
Yeah. Like, is it stuff that you hear like, oh, man, like,
I'm a hustler, man. I just love to hustle. And I love to do what I do because at the same time, it's the same risk and rewards. It's something I'm good at. And when I'm out, cats always tell me that you good at that, so I want to keep it that. I'm like Mike Vick right now, you know what I mean? You got to take a minor setback for a major comeback, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And that's how I feel like I'm the people's champ, man. I just want to stay that, you know?
Do you have a date? Do we have a date?
I mean, you know, look for me this year. Definitely.
Look for you this year.
Definitely. I can't. I'm not coming this year. Know that.
Because I'm holding you to that.
Yeah, you hold myself. Me to that. Hold me to that.
404-741-1079 is the number. Young Jeezy is here now.
Yeah.
Just recently, every time I see a big 211
in the building.
Shout out to the homie 211. Carbon's here.
Englewood, yeah, 15. Yeah.
Now, every time I've seen a big concert, whether it's Radio City Music Hall or whether it's the Jay-Z, Eminem tour, you know, you're a part of these things.
Yeah, man.
I mean, what's those stages? What was that stage like to be up there with Hov and M?
Oh, man, it was crazy. But, you know, me and Hov always rocked, but yeah. It was kind of crazy to see M. But I tell you what was really crazy, see Dr. Dre, homie.
Crazy, right?
Crazy. Nah, he looking like the Terminator right now.
He looked like he just getting all that Dre beat money. And
yeah,
just
going to the gym.
That's it. Hey, man, we not finished, man. Prime time tonight. Yeah. Young Jeezy is here, man. Hit us up, phone lines open.
Bring all the Swiss and Sweets to prime time, baby. You know, if you want to bring me a G-Day present, I'm definitely going to be in the building. You know what I mean? I'm taking whatever you're getting away, baby. I'm there.
I'm going to try to convince Jeezy to get on Twitter while we go to this break. He the last of the Mohicans, man.
Yeah, man. You know, it's going to be rough, though. 1-5, got you.
Stay with us, man. Atlanta's only hip-hop station is Hot 107.9. Yeah.